Not only did I believe him, but I totally agreed. I trust the strategies that I'm writing about here for two reasons. First, the research participants who shared them with me had wrestled with the same gremlins, discomfort, and self-doubt that we all face. Second, I've practiced these strategies in my own life and know for a fact that they aren't just game changers, they're lifesavers. The three forms of shielding that I am about to introduce are what I refer to as the common vulnerability arsenal, because I have found that we all incorporate them into our personal armor in some way. These include foreboding joy, or the paradoxical dread that clamps down on momentary joyfulness, perfectionism, or believing that doing everything perfectly means you'll never feel shame, and numbing, the embrace of whatever deadens the pain of discomfort and pain. Each shield is followed by daring greatly strategies, all variants on being enough that have proved to be effective at disarming the three common forms of shielding. The common vulnerability shields. The shield, foreboding joy. Given that I study emotions like shame, fear, and vulnerability, I hardly expected to one day be telling you that exploring the construct of joy turned my professional and personal life upside down. But it's true. In fact, having spent several years studying what it means to feel joyful, I'd argue that joy is probably the most difficult emotion to really feel. Why? Because when we lose the ability or willingness to be vulnerable, joy becomes something we approach with deep foreboding. This shift from our younger self's greeting of joy with unalloyed delight happens slowly and outside of our awareness. We don't seem to even know that it's happening or why. We just know that we crave more joy in our lives, that we are joy-starved. In a culture of deep scarcity, of never feeling safe, certain, and sure enough, joy can feel like a setup. We wake up in the morning and think, work is going well, everyone in the family is healthy, no major crises are happening, the house is still standing, I'm working out and feeling good. Oh shit, this is bad. This is really bad. Disaster must be lurking right around the corner. Or we get promoted, and our first thought is, too good to be true. What's the catch? We find out we're pregnant, and we think, our daughter is healthy and happy, so something really bad is going to happen with this baby. I just know it. We're taking our first family vacation, but rather than being excited, we're making plans for the plane to go down or the ship to sink.